You want to do it consistently. Like, something as small as giving her flowers can really make her day, especially when she's not expecting it, and especially if she had a bad day and you know she had a bad day. Like, being able to do little gestures. Welcome back to another episode of Moments with Murph, with me, your host, Murph. So, today, I got my guest, one of my special guests, my best friends from, technically, my school. She's actually up here visiting. Who are you visiting again?
My aunt.
Okay. How far does she live?
Like 35.
Yeah. So, she came right in time, because this is like one of those special episodes that's not really special, right? But it's one of those episodes that has no season attachment. It's a free-floating episode, because it's on Valentine's Day. We're about a month out. So, I thought it would be a good idea to put out at least one of these videos, because I don't have one in relation to Valentine's Day. And we've been up and rocking for like 3 years. I've been doing this, what, 3 years now? Somewhere around there. So, yeah, though. We're going to make this a nice quick one. Just kind of want to chat a little bit. And real quick, if you haven't left a 5-star rating review on whatever platform you listen to, whether it's Apple, Spotify, iHeart, do it. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment and review. Don't forget to like it because you love me. All right, perfect. So we're going to hop right into the topic because, again, we're going to get into Valentine's Day. It's not my favorite holiday, but some people like it. What are your views on Valentine's Day? I mean, you're always laughing. Like, you like it, you know, like, what do you think it should mean? Like, what does it mean?
I mean, well, I like Valentine's Day, but I think that it should be an everyday thing. Like, you shouldn't go all out just because it's Valentine's Day. Like, if you really love your partner and care about them, you would do, you know, little stuff, you know, here and there already.
Right, but Valentine's Day is global, it's national. That's when you go buy the jewelry that you never bought and go buy the flowers that you wait once a year to do. Or go get the box of chocolates, right?
I mean, like, I'm not saying, like, it's a bad thing. But, like, I feel like you shouldn't wait until Valentine's Day to do something for your girlfriend, boyfriend.
Right. But what if you're single and you just got that chick or that dude, you just prospecting, like, I think today's the day.
Well, there's the opportunity.
Did y'all like that answer? I don't know. Okay. So, let in a sense then. Okay, so how is Valentine's Day supposed to look? You know what I mean? Like, let's do it two different ways. Let's say this is the person you ain't been with, right? You think you like them, or you hope they like you back, right? Like, what is it supposed to look like when you are trying to get that person, you're pursuing?
Oh, okay, like, doing, like, a nice, like, gesture. Like, letting them know that you like them, kind of thing.
How do you think it's supposed to be?
Well, I'll say if you really like the person, and if you really want to get their attention, then, I mean, if you're a guy, you can do, like, flowers, you can do the chocolate, you can take them out in a day, you could do, like, a home vibe. That would be really cute. Or if you're a girl, you can kind of do like a home vibey thing and maybe cook for them.
Note, everything that the guy could do for her was way more than what she could do for him. Why is that? She named off more stuff that the guy can do versus what the woman could do. And I feel like she could give him flowers.
Yeah,
if he's like me, he might not want them. I might have said because I definitely decided I didn't want him. But, yeah, I mean, she can get him some Jordans, maybe a hoodie, maybe a bag of hot fries if he them type dude.
I mean, see, now, Jordans, you have to be my man for, you know,
they only
to
get that. Shoot, Jordans is what? A manicure nowadays? Y'all be spending like $250 on your nails.
Y'all guys be having some big feet and they be costing $200-some.
That's how much some nails is that y'all break off in like a week and a half. It's not giving anymore. I be, all right. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, but I think, you know, it should look something like that if you are prospecting. Because you want to do just enough to let them know that you like them more than the average and the basic, right? But you can't do more than you should, or else, you know what I mean? You don't want to be in a position where you're like, oh, thanks. Right? Because you do number two, or you side chick. Chick, right? Like, you want to do just enough to, like, get their attention, let them know that you have interest in them, right? But you want to get, like, a little feeler, right? So, like you said, movies, that's nice. Dinner, that's cool, okay? You might not want to do the, you know, rose petal on the floor with the lights leading up to the bed with the heart shape with the roses on the furniture. You might not want to get there yet, right? But you might want to, you said house, though. Would you want to throw some petals on the table?
No, like cute little house vibe, like get some music,
drink some wine.
Yeah, maybe a little wine, have a nice little dinner. Y'all could chill. It don't gotta be like rose petals and all that other fancy stuff. It could just be like something like,
right? Y'all can watch Martin
or that.
Like, I mean, I like Martin. Martin's my guy. Okay, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense, because I would say, because I know in my early stages, like, yeah, it was always movies or is if you're smart, right, and you pay attention, you can do stuff that she likes that don't cost a lot but is meaningful, right? Like, I had one girl, she loved to go hiking. All right, cool. I like to hike, so I'm an adventurous person. So on Valentine's Day, or like a week or two prior, right, put something in her on her notebook. You know, I had to be a little subtle with it. You know, I'm too cool out here. You can't be getting shot down in public, right? So, you know, I wrote her notebook like, hey, you know, it's Murphy. Well, actually, I was my first name back then. But, you know, like, hey, you know, I would love to go hiking on this trail on this particular day. This will happen to be Valentine's Day. You down? You know what I mean? Just to see if she was with it. And guess what? She was open to it. Yeah. Like, because the thing is, when you are trying to get with some people, like, you listen to them a little bit better. You know what I mean? So it's like, you try to figure out what they're interested in and get them to talk about it, right? But then you want to have them talk early. So this way, when the time for you to try to shoot your shot comes about, like, you already got enough ammo, right? Because you know things they like, what they're interested in, the activities they want to do, the foods they like, right? So you have different, basically, tools in your tool belt, so when that day comes, then you're able to nail it in. That's the tool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, I mean? I get, yeah, the pun.
Like, but I guess that read. Because, like, my thing is, does the guy all got to plan it? Does he always have to plan it?
No, the girl can plan it too. I feel like that'll be a nice surprise.
And we're talking still if we're prospecting. This ain't your girl yet. This ain't your guy yet. We prospecting.
Right. Like, if it's not your girl, your guy, you know, whatever. I feel like if the girl makes the first move, he'll be like, wow, like, okay.
Oh, well, snap.
Right, like, she a little bold, okay. I think a lot of guys like that in females. Like, they like her to make the initial move, you know?
It's interesting. Because, like, shoot, if she does that, she gives me confidence that she's confident, right? Because a lot of females be trying to hide behind these shells and put these walls up where I think they got a bunch of dudes, right? You know what I mean? Where they just too cool. But if she can put herself out there, I'm like, all right, I feel you. Because I remember the first Valentine's that I got asked, I was actually in second grade. Like, her shot was, and you supposed to just have, like, you know, cards for everybody with candy and stuff on them. Not supposed to put names on them, right? But she did. She put names on everybody's. Because when she handed mine's had a different candy than everybody else's. I love Twix. Well, I used to. Air Martino. But I love Twix, right? So everybody else was getting Snickers. I got Twix. And then when I opened the card, it says, I like you. And I was like, oh, really? Because I actually had interest in her too. So it just fed for, you know, a conversation later on in the day. Because it's like, you know, one of those afternoon after lunch type things. Yeah. So, but her shooting her shot back then, I was like, oh my gosh, she's confident. She it. For now. She it.
Not the for now.
For now. Hey, just quick record. I know y'all can't see me on the video, but if you just stick your fist out after you say something like off comment, okay? 9 times out of 10, people are still going to do it, give you the fist pound, even if they don't like what you said, because it's bad to leave you hanging. Right, buddy?
I don't know if I should give it.
You see what I'm saying? It still works. It still works. Y'all couldn't see that if you listening on one of the softwares, the programs, but I got a fist pound. But okay, so let's look at it from together. Like, that's your dude, that's your girl. Okay, how is it supposed to look? Let's say we, not too early, let's say we in between two to four years in.
Okay, so I would like, you know, the candles and the roses and maybe like a nice bath already made with the bubbles in it. Maybe like some dinner, some wine, some massages. Ooh, I like me some massages.
I can handle some massages.
So, I would like stuff like that, you know, because like, you're my man.
I ain't hear no gifts in there.
Well, see, I can't speak for everybody else. I'm not really like a big gift person. Yo,
she high class.
No.
She like, if it's not MK, I don't want it.
Okay.
No. MK or higher. Does it have two C's on it? Mm-mm. Send it back.
No, we're
I'm
not.
I'm like, goodness, we at the ice cream station.
But like, I'm not really big on gifts. I mean, if you get me one, I mean, cool. Like, I'll appreciate it because you thought, put some thought into it. But like, I'm not really like pressed about them. Like, I care more so about the actions and like the time spent together, you know, more activity kind of things. So
for you, it's about the togetherness.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind the gift though,
like a small bottle of that Shutter Home stuff.
Okay,
they be selling those everywhere. I think at Dave's they like, you can get four for like $8.
Nice little
they go a long ways. You pair that with like a mini box of like chocolates, and you give like four of those out. You can make four people a day happy.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Exactly. That's what, see, look, quick tip. Budget. There you go. All right. Because like, let's see. Because like me, I'm thinking, I'm very simple. So this is very going to be subjective. Like, if Valentine's Day in the South, I would want to be outside. Like, you know, we can do picnic. We can go hiking. I like hiking, right? What else? Oh, we can get on, like, what, I-90 and just race. You know what I mean? Just get in our cars and just race. Like, it's stuff like that. Like, if I can look over, like, in Fast and Furious and look at her and she's smiling back at me, I'm like, you know what? This might be real love. Because, like, we having fun. Like, I like to enjoy the time. Like you said, it's all about the time. Like, don't get me nothing. Please don't. Unless it's for a 9mm, all right, cool. But, or some hoodies, right? But other than that, I don't care for it. And like you said, I don't want no flowers. Please. If you have interest, do not ever give me flowers, because it will probably die. I got one plant I take care of at work, and I actually love it. But other than that, don't, because I will honestly forget about it. But again, like, it's about the time. Like, you try to make it more special. Even though, you should kind of spend time with them, like, regardless, especially if y'all been together. But I guess that's one of those days where you actually try to keep all focus and attention, like, on your significant other, which is ideal. It's ideal, but I guess you might not if your phone rings a lot or if your mother calls. So, okay. So, in your opinion, is, like, Valentine's Day supposed to be very special? Like Ciroc?
Well, I know Valentine's Day is like a day to celebrate love and, you know, things like that.
Right.
So, I mean, on that day, maybe you can do something extra special for your partner, but it's another day.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Because I'm saying, well, like, what do you call extra special?
Maybe like...
Instead of kissing her twice, you kiss her three times. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe take a surprise trip. Like, you pack both of your bags, and she doesn't have any idea what's going on. You just surprise her with this a random trip. Maybe something like that. Or...
take her to McDonald's.
Yeah, you see, this is how he will treat you.
Take her to McDonald's. Like, baby... you ain't never had a McCheese, McDouble. What's they call it? McDoubles. On this day. Yeah. At this location.
Is it going to have a heart patty?
It's going to have a heart patty.
Okay.
It's going to say, I heart you. Or it'll say 143. 143. Because a lot of people don't know what that means.
Right.
Right. As you were saying.
But yeah, something like that, like a surprise getaway trip she don't know about. Let's see. Maybe if you've been together for a long time, that could be the day to propose.
Okay.
Trying to think, like, what else makes sense. What would be extra special?
I know it would be extra special. Guys, that'd probably be the one day we would truly ask for some peace. Oh, my God. Besides our birthdays, we'll ask for some peace. But, hey, babe, can we not argue today? You know what? Can we not? Just not. Yeah, yes, yeah. You know what I mean? Just a nice, long period of quietness. Like, I can actually get by with just looking at her for some time period. Well, I don't say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. That time, look, now, this is what makes it special. This is the sales pitch. Like, girl, I ain't had nothing to say. You're so beautiful. You're so gorgeous. Just, can we just enjoy this moment and just be hush? Look at that woman. You see what I'm saying? Now, that's how you can spin, like, I want some peace and quiet, right? And make it, like, awesome to where she like, oh, my God, he's the best man ever. He just adores me. Right? But mentally, okay, you definitely uplifted her, but you just want some peace and quiet for a minute. That's, like, the one day. That's like the very special thing that guys will like. Peace.
Interesting.
I think that read, right?
I guess for you.
I think so. But no, though. Because, like, something she touched on a few times earlier. Like, for real. Like, guys. Definitely guys. If you really enjoy your woman. If you really like your woman. Love your woman. Okay. You are not going to wait until Valentine's Day or her birthday to finally do something special. Quote, unquote. Right? Because it is more special to do something throughout the year when she's not expecting it versus her birthday and Valentine's Day. Because now she's expecting it, right? And at times, some women, they compete with other women in their minds on the gram and through Facebook and other social media platforms, right? So if you just do some bear and take her to Applebee's and this other dude and take her to a boat ride, okay, you suck. However, if you do that same date on a random day when she wasn't thinking about it, now it's very special. You need to be able to take care of your woman and treat her with enjoyment and excitement throughout the year and not just when she's expecting it. Because at that point, it becomes more meaningful. And now you look like Superman. Would you agree?
I would agree, yeah. So, like, yeah, like I said earlier, like, you shouldn't wait until this day to be like, you know what? Let me get some flowers. I haven't brought her any since we've been together.
Like, yeah, right.
Or, you know what? Let me take her on this trip. I know she was asking for one, like, last year, but you know what I mean? Like, you right. don't have to just wait until that day. Because I feel like, me personally.
Her personally.
If you do something just on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day?
That would make me feel like, okay, so.
So?
You don't really care to even do the bare minimum.
You don't care to do the bare minimum.
Not even do the little things to make me smile Mama. Or make exactly. me happy. You just want to wait until this day mm-hmm. and all the other rest of the days. You just.
Don't matter.
Whatever. You know.
Exactly.
I want to feel special, wanted by you, you know, every day.
And see, you guys are hearing it first from a woman's perspective. Because, like you said, like, you want to do it consistently. Like, something as small as giving her flowers can really make her day, especially when she's not expecting it, especially if she had a bad day and you know she had a bad day. Like, being able to do little gestures that honestly is more than the bare minimum, but kind of is the bare minimum. But, because, like, how hard is it to get a woman some flowers nowadays? Take her to a movie nowadays. Take her out to dinner. Or even just sit and let her talk about her day. Because women, y'all can talk. Really can. But, nonetheless, like, it's really not that hard to get her some flowers. Give her favorite food. Like, you like donuts.
Shut up.
Right? Like, being able to provide and present her something that is very meaningful. It might seem small, but to her, it is very large because it came at the right time and it came from the right person. And now it feels like the right moment, right? And those settings, it is more meaningful versus just waiting on a holiday where everyone's going to do something. And besides her birthday. Those last like a whole week. You gotta check who your girl is. But nonetheless, being able to do something throughout the year, not just on a specific day, I think is going to yield a better relationship and strength. In my views.
And then it shows that you're paying attention and you're listening. You know,
exactly.
While you're talking, she can just mention something she likes, something that she's seen caught her eye, and then you know what? Maybe like 2 weeks later, hey, I was thinking of you and I brought this. You know?
Boom!
So that just shows like you was listening to me, you know?
But that goes a long way. Because some females hate guys who don't listen and can't remember nothing. And literally just those two things. No. Like, for real, for real. So, I would say, if you had any final advice for the guys, what would you give them?
I would just say, if you're with your girl, just don't wait till today, Valentine's Day. I'm saying today like Valentine's Day is today. It's not right. Today. Like, you wouldn't wait until then to do something. Show her that you appreciate her all year round, and it will go a long way.
Period, right? So Mary had a little lamb, she said.
Okay, yeah. I don't do all that.
All that random stuff. But awesome. So, and then my advice would be for the women. Definitely put in his ear over a course. You know, things that you like. Things that, you know, make you happy. Just to see if he's really paying attention. For sure. Because then, when these days come, you'll see if he's taking account, you know, what you actually like. And if he's willing to go beyond that and do it throughout the year when you're not expecting it. And also, do not be scared to shoot your shot, okay? Because some females who shoot their shot, they might end up getting exactly what they want. And I'm going to leave it at that. Right, period. All right, awesome. So, appreciate you guys for listening in, tuning in on this week's episode of Moments with Murph. We'd like to thank Miss Fields here for, you know, joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Her tour of the states. Definitely appreciate you coming up to visit while you're in my state, because we in Cleveland, Ohio, back where we belong. But I'm getting up out of here soon, so don't wait too long. But again, if you have not left a 5-star rating and review, please, on either Spotify, iHeartMedia, Stitcher, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, I think. Wherever you listen to your podcast, and if you're on YouTube, don't forget to leave a like, comment, and what's the guy do?
Subscribe.
Boom! That's what it was. And we'll hope to catch you in the next one.